It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and we're in a very special series right now, teaching from my book, The Grace Revolution. And today we're on chapter 4. It's talking about grace for trials, how to have strength in the middle of the storm. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, Paul says this. He says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.'" That word sufficient means enough. God's grace is enough for you today, friend, no matter what you're going through. Life is filled with storms. Some come expected, others come suddenly and overwhelming. That's the reality of trials. They're inevitable. And they come in many forms. Sometimes it's the loss of a loved one. It can be a financial crisis, a betrayal, or a broken relationship. Sometimes it's a painful illness. Sometimes it can be a season of spiritual dryness where you just feel like God's a million miles away. Many people assume that following Jesus means life will be easy. But Jesus himself warned us. He said this in John 16, verse 33. He said, "In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world." The promise of the Christian life is not the absence of trials, but the presence of grace to carry us through every trial we face. Grace in the midst of our suffering. When we face trials, we often ask, "Why is this happening? Have you been there?" Or, "Where is God in this?" But God's grace is not just about our victories. It is there for our valleys as well, for the dark times, for the storms in life. The Apostle Paul knew suffering very well. The Bible tells us he was beaten, imprisoned, he was shipwrecked, he was abandoned. And yet in the middle of all of his trials, he discovered something very profound. And that's when he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me." You know, friend, the Bible tells us the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those that are crushed in spirit. God doesn't always remove our suffering, but he strengthens us through it all. There's a lot of examples in the Bible. We have the story of Job, where he shows us the grace to endure the unexplainable. Job lost everything, his family, his wealth, and even his health. Yet instead of turning away from God, he declared this in Job chapter 1 and verse 21. He said, "The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." You see, grace enabled Job to trust God even when he didn't understand. Oh, then there was Joseph. Remember him? Grace to overcome injustice. He faced incredible betrayal by his brothers. He was sold into slavery. He was falsely accused and then imprisoned. And yet years later, he looked back and he said, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good." Genesis 50 and verse 20. Grace gave Joseph the strength to forgive and see God's hand in his trials. That's a big part of grace, friend. The grace that strengthens us to overcome injustice. And then there's grace in the Garden of Gethsemane that we see with Jesus. The night before his crucifixion, Jesus prayed out in anguish, and he was sweating great drops of blood. And he said, "Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." Luke 22 and verse 42. Grace gave Jesus the strength to submit to God's plan even when it led to suffering and a very difficult experience. And then we see how God's grace sustains us in the middle of our trials. You see, friend, grace gives us strength. In our weakest moments, God's grace gives us supernatural endurance. The Apostle Paul said in Philippians 4:13, great verse, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. We don't have to rely on our own strength when we are Christians. God's power upholds us. And then there's grace that brings peace in chaos. You see, when the storm is raging around us, God's grace gives us a peace that the Bible says it surpasses understanding. I love what Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7. We taught Philippians just a while back on Fresh Oil. He said, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You see, grace doesn't always change our circumstances, but it changes our perspective. You see things differently when you look through the eyes of grace. It brings peace in chaos. And then thirdly, grace helps us to trust God's plan. See, grace reminds us that our trials come with a purpose, even when we can't see it. I've often said, nothing in my life, either good or bad, can happen until it first filters through the hands of a sovereign God. And if it gets this far, it's come with divine purpose, and God will see me through. See, God's grace reminds us that our trials have a purpose, even when we can't see it. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. See, what the devil means for evil, God can even use it for good. What's some practical ways to rely on grace in trials? First of all, pray for strength. Just ask God for strength. Instead of asking, why me? Pray, Lord, give me the grace to walk this thing out. In Hebrews 4:16, he encourages us. He says, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. So pray for strength. Secondly, hold on to God's promises. See, when trials shake us, we got to anchor ourselves in God's word. Maybe start memorizing scripture if you never have before. A great one to start with is Psalm 46:1. Listen to this. The Lord is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. See, that verse reminds us that whatever we're going through, God is as close as the air we breathe. And how about 1 Peter 5 and verse 7? It says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. The third thing we can do is surround yourself with faithful community. God often extends his grace through people. So a friend's encouragement, a church family's support, or the prayers of loved one can mean all the difference in the world when you're going through a storm. And then, friend, fourthly, you can worship in the storm. Worship shifts our focus from our problems to God's power. Even in trials, we can declare, like the prophet Habakkuk said, though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. That's Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 and verse 18. See, God allows us to praise before the breakthrough. Now imagine you're sailing in the middle of a vast ocean when suddenly a fierce storm arises. The wind howls and waves are crashing against your boat, and darkness engulfs you. Fear grips your heart as you struggle to navigate through the raging tempest. Just when you feel all hope is lost, you spot a lighthouse in the distance, and its light pierces through the storm, guiding you safely towards the shore. you realize that without this beacon of light, you would have been lost at sea. You see, friend, in our lives, we often face storms, trials, challenges, and hardships that threaten to overwhelm us. These storms can come in many forms. Like I said before, illness, loss, financial struggles, or even emotional pain. But just like that lighthouse in the storm, God's grace shines brightly and it guides us through the darkest of times. God's grace is unmerited favor, His loving kindness bestowed upon us, not because we deserve it, but because He loves us. When we trust in His grace, we find strength to face the storms. Just as a lighthouse doesn't remove the storm, but it provides a safe passage to get through it. Same thing is true with God's grace. It doesn't always take away our difficulties, but it gives us the strength and the wisdom to navigate them. Remember what God told Paul. He said, "My grace is enough. It's sufficient for you. And my power, it's made perfect in weakness." See, in our weakest moments, God's grace is most powerful. And it's in those times that we learn to rely on Him and we grow in faith and in trust. So when you find yourself in the middle of life storms, look to God as your lighthouse. Allow His grace to guide you and comfort you and strengthen you. And with His grace, you can weather any storm and you can come out of it stronger on the other side. See, God wants you to praise Him in the middle of your storm. Let's pray this. Father, I come to You in my weakness, knowing that Your grace is sufficient for me. I don't always understand why I'm going through this, but I trust that You are with me. So fill me with Your peace, strengthen me with Your power, and help me to hold on to Your promises. I surrender my fears and my worries to You, and I thank You, God, that Your grace sustains me. In Jesus' name. Friend, grace is not just for good days. It's also there for your hard times. It's the strength of God that carries us and His peace that sustains us. And it's the hope that reminds us the storm will not last forever. Whatever you're going through today, friend, remember that God's grace is enough. Remember that you're not alone. He's right there beside you, like the footprints in the sand. He's there carrying you each step of the way. And then finally, this storm is not the end of your story. Will you trust God today and His grace to carry you through? All week long, we've been sharing from my new book called The Grace Revolution. I just released it on Amazon.com, and it's available in both hardcover and paperback, or you can get it on your Kindle version as well by just going to Amazon. Hey, tomorrow on the Friday edition of Fresh Oil, we're going to be looking at Chapter 5, which in my book is called Grace for Transformation. Going to be talking about the power to change. One of my favorite verses is 2 Corinthians 5:17. It's a therefore verse. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. Do you believe that God has the power to change us or to change the people in our lives? He does. We're going to be talking about it tomorrow on the Friday edition of Fresh Oil. And that's Grace for Transformation, the power to change. Friend, I so appreciate you joining me on the program today. I'd love to hear from you. Drop me a note. You can go by our website. It's really easy, weneedgod.com. Drop me an email and let me know where you listen to the program from. And I'd love to hear from you. Walk in grace, friend. God loves you. He really does.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He he makes his mercies new every morning.